This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The American Public Transportation Association says over the past year, more of us have been taking the bus. One big jump came in Indianapolis. So we gave reporter Sean Beeter a microphone and a bus pass and sent him downtown to find out what the deal is.
Even though gas prices have been falling, their upward trend over the past few years was top of mind among bus riders recently in downtown Indianapolis.
Gas prices
are just too high.
Dwayne Thompson Jr. drives for a living. He delivers packages for FedEx. But after 11 years behind the wheel of his own car, he started riding Indigo public transit.
I figure, well, I might as well just let the car sit. Sit at home and I can save all this money.
Bus ridership in Indianapolis has spiked about 12% this year. Indigo President Michael Terry says a lot of that growth is coming from people like Dwayne Thompson ditching their cars.
I feel like a groundswell, if you will, of individuals who are seeking alternatives to driving. And keep in mind, this isn't a competition. This isn't about one or the other.
Terry says rather than replacing their cars, many Indigo riders are complementing their car travel with public transit, choosing whatever option works best for them on a given day. It's a trend catching on across the country. In fact, public transit this year had its biggest first quarter jump since 1980. There's a problem, though. Ridership is growing, but money for public transit is running short. Nationwide, more than half of public transit agencies have had to either cut services or raise fares to make ends meet. Mike Malanafy is president of the American Public Transportation Association. He says future funding is uncertain.
The federal fund, which often is the capital money to replace and add more buses and trains to our systems, has been a challenge.
In Indianapolis, rising costs and cuts in government support have left the agency with a budget gap of more than $6 million. Indigo's Michael Terry.
Our biggest concern right now is replacement of capital. And we have an aging bus fleet, and we're using our federal money for operating, and we should be using it for capital.
That means no new buses, at least for the time being. Even with lower gas prices, Indigo doesn't expect significant falloff in ridership. June's figures were nearly as high as January's. In Indianapolis, I'm Sean Beeter for Marketplace.